Hey, what's up, Vin Guns listeners? This is Adam. We have an awesome show for you today. We're going to be talking to John Gruden about some sort of upset that he had. And then as well, we're going to talk some voting stuff later. And later on, we're going to talk to Annie Djourian about what's going on in Armenia. And we're going to play a little game called Prop Quiz about the California props. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun. Oh, sorry, guys. I just caught myself singing there. What's up, everybody? This is Finger Guns Comedy. I am Adam Macias. We have such an amazing show. I'm catching everybody laughing right now. I'm not sure exactly what I just watched, but I'm very excited for it. We have an awesome show for you today. I'm just so glad to be back. But first, we have a very, very special guest. You know him. He's been on the show before a few times. He even had a little special spin-off podcast. And he is a football coach for the... I'm not even going to say because I'm not even 100% sure. But I do know that he is on a bye week with his team and he had a major upset against the Chiefs. His name is John Gruden. John, are you... Johnny boy, are you there?
I'm here, man. What the heck? What, you don't know I'm the coach for the Las Vegas Raiders, man? The number one
Las
team
Vegas
in the NFL?
Raiders.
Man,
you know,
Las
Vegas
Raiders. It's okay if you say Oakland, man. It's the first year. I'd forgive
you. I was going to say Oakland.
It's okay if you say Los Angeles, man. We won two Super Bowls there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good. Man,
it would be weird if I said, like,
hot and bothered.
Well, yes, we all know.
That was hot stuff. Great song. Hot guys doing dancing for it. As you know, I'm on my bye week. That's the BYE week, but I also consider this a little bit of my personal bye week, BI week. You know what I'm saying, man? So if any hot guys want to come over, we can give each other rub downs. My wife will be in the other room. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Just guys having fun, guys being dudes, man.
Well, I was going to say, so bye week usually means you just skip a week and in the normal practices still happen, but you don't have a game that week. What difference for bye weeks for you? What's the difference for you? What do you like to do on your bye weeks?
Well, me on my bye weeks personally, you know, I'm just getting back in the swing. It's only my third year coaching after about a 10-year layoff. So what I do is on bye weeks, I just do a lot of, yard work usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yard
That's
work
like a day
and
off.
Of course, waxing my asshole, making sure that it's hairless, completely hairless, man.
I got a funny story.
Let me tell you about what happened last week with the Chiefs, man, because this was a game we were looking forward to. This is what you call this is a bulletin board game, man. This is a team, reigning Super Bowl champs. We going into Arrowhead Stadium in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri, man. And we're pumped up. No one's giving us a chance to win. And, you know, I got my pregame appointment on Saturday night with my dominatrix. And I'm going in and I'm ready and I'm going in there and I go up and I just can't get stuff in my asshole. I can't get anything in there, man. And
oh
she says,
God.
Are you okay? She's like, hey, Johnny, are you okay, man? She actually sounds a lot like me when she talks. So she's like, John, you're okay. I mean, normally you can, you can take my whole forearm up there. But right now, I can't even get a pinky finger in there, man. And I say, I'm just so tired. I'm so nervous about these damn Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You know, she's doing stuff to me. She's beating me on the face, pissing on me. And I'm saying Waller. That's my safe word. You know, me and Derek Carr, we got the same safe word, Waller. Darren Waller, big number 83, man. One of the top tight ends in the NFL. And I got the tightest end in all the NFL, apparently.
It seems like it,
I'm going in there and she says, you know, I know the secret. What you got to do is you got to pound the rock. You got to establish the run. And I said, I got to establish the run? She says, yeah, you get the ball to number 28, Josh Jacobs. And you just tell them to hit the damn hole. So that's what we did.
So, John, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so do you take a lot of your coaching advice from your dominatrix? Like, it's almost, I'm just going to say, it seems like almost like in a movie, you would watch like the coach of a team who's maybe struggling, like the Mighty Ducks, for instance. They see... they interact in shaping of the wood in some sort of metaphor ways. Do you have like, is your dominatrix like implying metaphors that you therefore bring onto the field?
Well, you know, I'm really thankful. You know, I'm really lucky that I have had a wonderful support staff, you know, that's molded me as a coach. You know, I grew up, you know, I did some work with the great Bill Walsh, one of the great coaches of all time, man. I was an assistant under Mike Holmgren, another great coach. And, you know, of course, I also worked with Mistress T, who is a beautiful woman who does cockball torture videos on the internet. You've probably seen thumbnails for him. Yeah, she's smashed my dick, flattened them, stuck fingers in my butt, milked me, so to speak. Is the word Cindy's done that for me as well? So you know, every day,
milking's the one where you're laying flat on a table.
You lay flat on a table. There's a hole in the table. Yeah, it was milking. There's multiple ways to milk. So there's the table with the hole in it that was made famous on the hit TV show Dave.
Yes, of course, Little Dickie.
Yeah, one of the great shows. That Taylor girl on Dave. She's a talent, man. I see big things for her career, man.
Truly,
very funny,
truly. I mean,
another way to get milked.
One of the greatest cable net milking scenes of all time. Would you agree?
One of the best. Another famous milking scene comes from the movie Road Trip, and that's the other form of milking where a hot nurse sticks her fingers in Sean William Scott Stifler's ass, and she hits on the prostate, man, and he just freaking comes because that's the other way to milk. I gotta finish up. What's that?
I was going to say, before you go,
I'm watching Monday Night Football right now. You know, Brian Greasy's got the call here. It's Cardinals Chiefs, man. This is a big game. How the Cowboys going to do Cardinals Chiefs? What am I talking about? Cowboys Cardinals. How the Cowboys going to do without Dak Prescott?
But it is your bye week. It's a reflection week. It is a punishment week, apparently, according to you. But just to finish the thought of my question, what are you going to use in your bye week that will then apply for next week's game?
Next week's game, man. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm doing a lot of yard work, getting my asshole waxed. Next week, we're taking on the, who are we taking on? Oh, man. See, I've been too distracted by all the sex I've been having, all the men that have been coming over and, making love, sweet love to Cindy Gruden, my beautiful wife.
You're playing the Buccaneers? The Buccaneers?
Next week we're playing Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Sorry,
that's a big game.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That's a big game, man. And
he's a handsome boy.
He's a handsome guy. I guess next week what I'm looking forward to is, I'm going to try and get a gentleman's agreement with Tom Brady that if we beat him, he's got to come over. He's got to fuck my wife, man. Maybe do a little wife swap. Maybe I fuck Gisele Bündchen, man.
I don't know. Bündchen. Yeah.
Victoria's Secret Angel, man.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be nice? Adam, I'll send you some pictures if I get that done, man.
Please don't do that. That would be bad
maybe
for
just
me.
Maybe just some of me.
Yeah, well,
like
no, don't do that either.
Like that guy from The New Yorker. Maybe I'll turn my camera on real quick and you can see me jacking off on this Facebook. How's that sound?
Please don't.
All right, I'm going to go, Adam. You have a great show.
Thanks for coming on, man. I'll see you next time.
Go Raiders.
Okay, trim up next time. I'll see you, bud. Thank you. All right, well, that was John Gruden, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we have such an amazing show for you today. But first, let me bring you first. Know him. You love him. He's speaking of sports. He's also a gigantic Lakers fan. It's Denzel Ward. What's up, Denzel?
The beginning of the show has taken me aback.
We'll tell the listeners and the viewers that song that Steve and Ezra were dancing to. The listeners obviously didn't know this, but they had an amazing video for you. What do you have to say about this music video?
That was fucking great. What's funny is we're supposed to shoot a video, and now I don't know if I can top that. That was great in every sense of the word. That was really fucking great.
It truly was. I wish we had more of it, Steve. I wish you could have done more. But yeah, honestly,
you had me going too. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you had me going with your statement in our just to pull the curtain back, as you like to say, in our pre-production. Uh-huh. Like it might get us kicked off of YouTube. I was expecting like Steve at the height of his outlandishness, and we got that. But like, it's so great.
Well, oh, the only reason why I think we might get taken off of we might get taken off of YouTube is simply because the person that owns that rights might actually claim it on YouTube. We might not get monetary things. But Lester Pipps, who is the who works with Ezra Parter, says you're welcome. Yeah. So thank you so much for that. But speaking of you're welcome, let's bring a nice welcomed female perspective on today's show. It's Amelia Gonzalez, who's shaking her head. What's up, Amelia? How's it going?
Hey. Just a nice. I'm looking for her. I don't know where she is. Hi.
No, you're plenty nice. You're plenty nice, even though you have that '90s like witch kind of a necklace going on right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was obsessed with these when I first saw Legally Blonde with the whole like heart chain to like Tiffany necklace. This is not Tiffany's. I can't afford Tiffany's, but I was really obsessed with these. Huh? Oh, what I don't know. Something on Amazon. I think it was a gift.
Whoa, yeah. Cool. Nice. Yeah. That's very cool. Well, how you been, Amelia? What's going on with you?
It's been really good. It's been a lot cooler. I know earlier in the show during the summer, we all know I'm not a hot, or I mean, I'm not a temperature hot person because I
You're
don't
a hot
like the
person.
Heat.
You are a hot
no,
person.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I detest the heat. So like I always get in a bad mood when it's too hot. So now that it's cooler, I am just a fall girl. I absolutely love the fall. I love that it's windy. I love that it's colder at night. I love that I still get to keep the fan and it's still even cooler. Yeah.
It is the best. Denzel, you're a fan of coldness too. How's this reflecting with you?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a different person in like the fall and winter months. I'm much happier because I hate everything about summer. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Even hot dogs and swimming pools?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. Well, not hot dogs. Not hot dogs. Okay. I guess I got to take that back. I do appreciate hot dogs, but not real big on the swimming pools.
All right. Well, I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. But, well, speaking of swimming pools, I want to swim with this man on a day-to-day basis. I want to hang out with him in the night. We can find a nice creek and we can go swimming. It's Edward Rosales. What's up, buddy?
What's up, loves? Did you say creek?
I want to hang out in a creek with you.
Is a creek different from a creek?
No. Well, are we
just saying it differently?
We're saying it the same.
Oh, okay.
Crick.
Oh, never mind.
I'm saying crick.
Okay, my bad. Listen, we're doing great. We're swimming. You know, we're swimming through this conversation. As you can see, I got a pumpkin patch behind me.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. It is great. You're right. As you can tell, my green screen is kind of, you know, I'm fading in and out, just like the Matrix, you know, fading in and out.
Yes, fading in and out. Speaking of fading in and out, the Dodgers are fading into the World Series right now. You're walking the Dodgers. Actually, woo! I don't think I've ever heard you talk about the Dodgers before. Are you a big Dodgers fan?
Absolutely not, dude. Absolutely fucking not. Listen, I'm wearing an LA Dodgers hat. I'm wearing an LA Dodgers hat, but let me make something very crystal clear. It's still always and forever will be Miami Heat in five. It's always going to be getting five, no matter what. If the Dodgers are playing, if the Tampa Bay Rays are playing, it doesn't matter who's. Listen, the Las Vegas Raiders could be playing. It's going to be heat five till I die. But no, congrats to the LA Dodgers for having the most talented team in baseball in such a long time and for barely scraping into the fucking World Series. Congrats, Dodgers. You have a shit ton of talent and you scraped in by the skin of your teeth.
Well, I mean, we got a pretty sports heavy show today, and
I can't believe I missed my good friend John on the show. I can't believe that you had John Gruden and that I wasn't on screen for that. I miss him so dearly.
I wasn't sure if you were supposed to be on. You're supposed to be on for that.
No, it's okay. I'm just throwing this out to the ether. I miss him. Listen, I know where he lives. He's in Henderson, Nevada right now. John, you're in Henderson, Nevada. I'm sorry that the COVID has screwed up our plans. I'm sorry that the Cheesecake Factory has me busy slinging cheesecakes I'll be there as soon as I can, babe. I promise.
Busy cheese, slinging cheesecakes. But speaking of slinging cheesecakes, I got a real cheesy man coming up to on the show right now. It's Danny Carpenter, aka the supreme mean dean, Danny Carpenter.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That's that sounded
like an insult.
And you also rhymed with my thing. The supreme
cheesy guy.
You're cheesy.
Take that.
I think it's great.
You love cheese. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. You love cheese.
I remember.
I love that you keep zooming in on me, and I have nothing to say. So you just like, zoom in.
I remember once upon a time when you went by your original name of Daniel Lars Carpenter Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no longer, I think you changed your name. Is that correct? Or is that just not on social media?
It's no longer on social media. I actually deactivated my Facebook.
Oh,
you did?
I did. Yeah. And oh, I removed my password from my like Chrome browser to make sure.
Whoa.
To make sure that when I habitually type in Facebook 1,000 times a day, because I'm so used to going on it. That
it's so easy to do that. Yeah. It's honestly, because if you know your home keys, FA is just, it's right there, guys. It's right there. It's easier than Gmail. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Well, Danny, how you been? It's been a minute since we've had a little chance
to
talk.
It's been a while.
But I'm okay.
Okay, great.
I like that you're wearing that fantastic Beast Mode hat.
Thank you, Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, man. There, I do a pretty good John Gruden impression, huh?
It's weird. Yeah, you do. You'd actually,
Marshawn Lynch, run the football, man.
It's crazy that we haven't had you and John on at the same time.
I know, it's a bummer. Our schedules just don't line up because we both.
You know, actually, I do see him. I do see him. He's actually still on. Should I bring him on while we're still? Should I bring him on real quick?
He's probably watching. He's watching the Cardinals and the Cowboys.
Guys, we have so much show. We have so much show. We have to get to this.
People are so interested in dominatrixes that you'd think and the Raiders.
And you guys weirdly do share very similar friends. But anyways, speaking of dominatrixes, it is Monday, October 19th. Tomorrow, the day of the podcast coming out, is October 20th. And according to some very official people, that on October 20th in California, if you officially want to get your ballots counted on the day of the election, you have to vote by mail today on the 20th. So it is very important for everybody listening to this.
Today's
today's the 19th, but the podcast coming out today is the 20th. So coming out the next day.
I apologize.
No problem. But I do want to bring up a real quick thing. We had a small debate about the I voted sticker that's happening that happens every fucking election. People put their dumb little fucking twist on it or whatever. But because of mail-in voting and voting, this is why I love this, because Danny's already shaking his head about this. Yes.
Put their little fucking dumb twist on it.
I could show Danny's sweet little twist on it on multiple reasons. But this is an example. You got to check out the live show, everybody. If you haven't seen the live show already, you gotta watch it, because you get some fantastic treats like this very much one, where this is Danny's I voted sticker. Picture, because, and I think it's Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, so we're watching for the people at home listening. Danny is full on, just almost legs behind his hand, his head, very flexible for a man his age, and I'm actually quite impressed.
I'm 28 years old. That's what I mean.
Man, and, we have the picture. He's also wearing a Bernie.
Wearing a Bernie 2020 sweatshirt.
Bernie 2020 shirt. I'm assuming this is a primary. And then the
primary
photo
that he won. he won Sacramento, of course, or Sacramento. He won California.
He won. He did win California.
He won Sacramento County, I assume, as well, or Yuba County, or whatever.
Sacramento County. I very much don't think he won Sacramento County. Considering
probably not.
Probably not. But anyways, my point being is that this is Danny. If correct me, I'm wrong. This is almost like a play on the trend of posting the I voted sticker. There's usually among friends, there's like joke about it, if you will. Is that correct? Is that kind of what, or is this is just how you celebrate voting typically, Danny?
Well, I mean, people do always put I voted stickers up, and yeah, I think they'll like put them on their forehead or something, or put a sticker over their eye, you know, some find a silly way. So yeah, you find a silly way. And this was putting it over my balls and asshole. And I want to thank my lovely wife for holding it up. She had her eyes the whole time because we don't see each other nude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't. Cause,
you guys don't watch each other nude, huh?
We don't look at each other nude. It's more for her safety than for... Mine's a personal preference because I want to be a virgin until I'm 30. But she, did you ever play the game? I think it was called like Near Darkness. It was on like GameCube where it had an insanity meter. It was like a Lovecraftian game.
I remember that. Yeah.
Totally insane. Yeah, that would happen to her, I think, if she had to see me naked often.
Yeah,
she
it's
would
almost
slowly.
It's kind of like staring into the death knot, you know, like the death knot in It 2/It. You just kind of like dumb and lose yourself for a second. I could see that. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had that picture on my desktop for about 2 days, and I'm going to say it's entrancing, and it's been hard not to look at it every now and then.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if Elise still has some of the unedited ones, and she'll send them. She'll send them to you. I heard you're getting some pictures from John Gruden too. So
why are you and John Gruden both sending me pictures of this?
I was listening to the podcast. I was listening to the live show.
Well, what does everybody else think about the whole voting situation with the I voted sticker? What are we thinking? Thoughts? Denzel, it seems like you're pondering pretty hard right now. It seems like you might have a take right now.
Not really. The word escapes me, but I don't really have like I have feelings about it, but I just kind of think it's silly. But at the same time, I don't care. People want to post the sticker. They want to feel like, hey, I did my part. That's fine, I guess. I think it's weird, but whatever.
You think it's weird, huh?
Yeah, it's just a little like, why? But I mean, I will say that if you're going to post a photo,
mm-hmm.
at least put the same sort of effort comedically into it that Danny did, because that was funny. Like I find it hilarious.
I think to me, and all joking aside here, I feel like Danny's wins as far as the I voted stickers. I don't think anybody's done it as good as this. This is what I mean. It's like we're inundated with about a month's worth of I voted stickers that, you know, would usually last a day. And I'm fine. Listen, guys, I'm not saying don't go out and vote. Don't be happy you vote. But
yeah, good. That's the thing I was going to bring up.
Go ahead.
I love your shaming people for civic pride and being like, I voted.
But okay,
and you've been wearing a vote shirt for the past month. And then
mine is more of a command. It's not a civic pride.
Exactly.
It's
exactly
right. Yes. You're right. The I voted stickers.
You're like, you idiots. Yeah. How dare you? You look stupid. You look stupid.
Yeah. No, it's not about that. It's really truly is. This is not a funny election for me. This is a, guys, we need to vote now. And let's take this. We should be having a vote sticker and a fucking cup of coffee because it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long time till we realize what's going on. What's that, Danny? Yeah, it's going to be long. I mean, truly, that's what's going to happen. That's
it's going to take them a while to tabulate them all.
Which is why it's important to everybody vote by mail today on the 20th or slash tomorrow if you're watching this live. Well, Ed, you actually are the one that kind of brought this to our attention, to my attention too. So what are your thoughts on this?
I think, well, first of all, I think voting is a very important thing. I think it's, I think everybody should get out and vote, especially if this is your first election. There's no better time to start. And if you want to go ahead and post like a funny picture, like the one Danny did, like go for it. That's beautiful. If you want to post like a silly picture with your I voted sticker on, that's fine. Go ahead. But if you're posting like a serious picture of your I voted sticker on you, and you're like trying to like drum up some sort of like, I don't even know what the word to explain. Let me just cut to the fucking chase. I voted. If you take a picture with your I voted sticker on, it's the same thing as getting a participation trophy. Fucking is. Like, congrats. You fucking participated. It's the same fucking thing. It's like, let me continue with the sports analogy, right? And before you walk, I got a Dodgers hat on. Don't really like them. Let's continue with baseball. Let's say you go out and you play a game and you're in like a little league or something. And let's say that you hit a home run, but you lose by fucking 30. Congrats. You hit a home run. Very important. It matters within the game. But at the end of the day, you fucking lost. Here's your participation trophy. Move on. And that's what truly like, go out, vote. It's very important that you go out and vote. But if you're putting your I voted sticker on social media so other people can see that you voted, like, get the fuck off your high horse. It's a little bit the same thing with celebrities, because it feels like celebrities have to go out and endorse voting and put a sticker on, and it almost feels like they feel guilty about being a celebrity, and it comes with this increased like sphere of influence, for lack of a better word, and it's like, oh, I feel guilty that I'm so successful. I have to do something about it. I have more power within me, and it's like listen, I don't care. I don't care that you're telling me that you voted. I care that you voted, and that's good enough for me. I don't have a fucking list of all the people that I don't see on social media putting an I voted sticker on. I don't have a list. I don't care whether you post one or not. And that's what it is. But everything's for clout now. Everything's for fucking clout. And it's like,
it is kind of clouded. Yeah. It's yeah for clout. Yeah. Amelia, what are you thinking, Amelia?
Everything is clouded.
I like to see them. I was one that would like post pictures with them. I think it has something to do with like being your first election or just finally getting that opportunity to vote, to take out your identification card or your driver's license. In this case, it was both for me. So I guess I just like to share things.
You like to share things.
I mean, okay,
that's a fun part of it. That's a totally fine part of it. Danny, how are you feeling now that your boy Ed kind of weighed in a little bit more on it?
I'm just sad because Ed made me realize I never hit a home run in Little League, and now I'm thinking about that. Why even bother voting if I could never even hit a home run in Little League? I shouldn't even have the right to fucking vote.
Oh, really? You feel that way?
That's how I feel.
You know what? You
gave the me best a I did was that. I lined a single off of Jared Pleskash in the left field, and I got hit on the hand. Those were my only Little League plate appearances that resulted in me getting on base. I actually think I worked 2 walks also.
How do you remember that? That's crazy.
How do you not?
How do you not?
Did you play Little League?
I did. I played T-ball. I played farm ball.
Sure. Can I share a Little League story? It's maybe
Please
not
do.
A good look for me. I remember being in Little League, and I don't remember who was pitching, but it was this girl, and being a young boy, teenage boy. No, I wasn't even a teenager yet. You know, being in the dugout with other boys, it was just like, oh, let's be fucking mean and rude to this chick who's pitching for no fucking reason. And we were calling her pitches cupcakes, I remember. And we were getting hit. Over. And then I go up, and I was one of the most vocal in the dugout. and she strikes me out. And then she goes, "Who's a cupcake now, bitch?" Hell yeah. And then I went back to the dugout, and I was like, and part of me was thinking, "Fuck, I deserve that."
Yeah.
And the other one was, "Fuck, I want to die."
Yeah.
And then, you know,
what would John Gruden say about that, Danny?
He'd say, "You got what you deserved."
Truly, I know what I deserve.
He'd say, "You got what you deserve, man." I can't. I lost the group.
You can't get it. You lost really it. You lost
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Well,
if only he were here and you could call him, but he's not.
Too bad. I feel like I could bring him in, though. I don't know. I feel like I could. Danny, I don't know. I feel like I could just quickly just bring him in real quick. Okay. Just to do it.
I have to go to the bathroom really quick if you wanted to get him in here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you go to the bathroom real quick? We'll get you in here. Well, while we wait for Dan. Oh, he's calling in. John, what's up, baby?
Man, Ed, I'm hearing that story, man. You got called a cupcake by a girl, man. That's tough stuff. But, you know, one of the things that I always really enjoyed about Little League is the fact that, you know, girls could play it too, man. And I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I don't have more to a story than that. I have no fun take. I just want to say that's cool, man. That's cool
That's cool. That is cool stuff.
Well, first of all, John, I miss you. I miss you. I love you. I just want to kiss you. And truly, I got what I deserved. I remember I also had a crush on this other chick who played Little League with us. She was on the same team. She was on a different team. And then she never realized that I existed. I do remember that very clearly in my formative years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Man, have you ever seen the movie Joanna Man?
Yeah,
that's just a great movie, man. And that's sort of like I think that's a beautiful story too. Just, you know, the idea of a very talented man infiltrating the WNBA and bettering himself as a person in the process. And, you know, granted, some stuff comes up along the way, and, you know, it does create for a strange interpersonal dynamic between him and is it Vivek A. Fox in that movie?
Yeah,
that's just, man, wouldn't that be a treat? Could you imagine John Gruden doing a Joanna Man thing? You know, me wearing like a wig, so a little bit of makeup, dunking a basketball.
Maybe you should. John Gruden, are you saying that you maybe want to join the WNBA as a Joanne Gruden?
I think it's incredibly insensitive to to even speculate on this, but you know, if you were to see it, wouldn't nah? Oh God, abort! Okay. Abort! Pull the parachute.
Okay, John Gruden's hanging up here. Well, hopefully we can get Danny back while he's going to the bathroom there. You know, we have so much of a show. Oh, Danny's already back. What's up, Danny, baby?
What the fuck was that about?
That was truly crazy.
That was coach, man. That was our coach.
That was coach. But guys, we can weigh in about
last week, or I'd be calling for his fucking head.
Well, you know what, guys? We do have an awesome interview going on right now. So the people in the podcast will listen to the whole interview, but right now the people watching live will get just a little sneak peek. I'm going to send everybody backstage real quick, but I'll see you in a bit. We're going to play, when we come back, we're going to play a little game called Prop Quiz, where we talk about the props in California and whether or not, well, I'm going to do a little quiz about what they actually stand for. And then we'll maybe play a little game called Fuck, Marry, Kill, the United States Constitution. Anyways, we might come back. But right now, I'm going to send everybody backstage right now with all that stuff. See you guys in a bit. But I wanted to say, we had a very awesome interview with Annie Jajirian. She is an Armenian-American person that reached out to me that wants to talk about what's going on with RSOC. In the interview, we discussed kind of the general what's happening there. But also, it's more importantly, because it's an election cycle right now, we have the power to actually help these people by voting and calling our election or calling our representative. So without further ado, here's the little sneak peek. And if you're listening to the podcast, the full interview with my interview with Annie Jajirian. Here we go. All right, we're going to cut to an interview with the very funny Ani DeJurian. But before we do, please take a moment to like and subscribe to us on social media at GoFingerGuns. And please give us a 5-star review. It really, really helps out the show. We have been doing this about 3 years now, and we should have a better standing on our ratings. So please go do that right now. This interview is so good. It's one of the reasons why I love doing the show. We get to talk to funny people about the real things happening in the world. And that's what happens in this interview with Ani. So without further ado, here is the interview with Ani DeJurian. Here we go. Okay, well, I'm sitting with a very fun and talented person that we met very recently doing a character 101 class. It's Ani DeJurian. Hey, how's it going, Ani? How's it going?
So good, so good. Thank you for the name correction.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. I'm curious about that because you do prefer to go by Ani instead of Annie and stuff. Have you ever got like some privileged white girl just be like, excuse me? Like, I'm pretty sure this says Annie. I'm sorry. My name's Annie. That's crazy.
Honestly, Ani is a very popular and historical Armenian name. I would say Ani is like the Sarah of Armenians.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's common. I have like 3 cousins named Ani. Ani was the city of 1,001 churches in Armenia. It's a whole thing.
Wow. But
the first day of school was always nerve-wracking for me because I was always just waiting with bated breath. All right, how are they going to pronounce it? Not even my first my last name.
Oh,
mess.
I'm right there with you. I share the same. Yeah. Machias, Marcius. I love when they white it up, they like try to add like the whitest letter ever, like R, like that. But like just try to like Marcius is probably the whitest name I could have possibly imagined. No. So they just make it that way.
There was this girl in high school who, when I told her my last name was DeJurian, she was like, De Gerbil? Honey, that is a new one. And you're awful. No.
I mean, that sounds like a cool, fun, you sound like a fun person. I'm Ani DeJurian, and I'm here to party. I'm here to party, guys. I'm Ani DeJurian.
I'm all here for it. Let's go.
Well, so you did mention that, it's a very popular Armenian name, and you are Armenian. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. I am 100% Armenian.
Whoa, 100. That's awesome. Wow, that's very cool.
I
know that there's sometimes, it's, by way of Iran and all that stuff like that. So you're saying you're like 100%. That's really, really cool.
Armenian. So both of my parents came to the U.S. from Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. And I actually met in the U.S., which is crazy because we're so far and few in between, especially in New York. Both of Armenians to meet and marry. It's cool.
Yeah, no, I think it totally is. It's especially considering all the history that's happened with Armenia and stuff like that. But you reached out to me. We like to cover stuff on the news on this show. And, I think this was when the conflict happening in Armenia with Turkey and Azerbaijan was really at its like apex or at a very high tensiony point. And you reached out to me kind of wanting to find a place to speak about it. I just wanted to ask you first off, like what you saw or what you were feeling and how that motivated you to do something about it.
Yeah. So I still have family in Armenia. I have cousins there. I have aunts and uncles there. And we're such a tight-knit community in terms of Armenians around the US, around the world. We all have connections. And we all immediately knew what was happening. And Azerbaijan attacked the region called Artsakh, or people in the U.S. call it Nagorno-Karabakh. They call it a disputed region. So kind of similar to what's happening with Israel and Palestine, right? Gaza Strip, that's a disputed region. It's something similar to that, but not quite. So Azerbaijan attacked Artsakh because they are claiming that it is their land. And geographically on a map,
that region is indeed located within the borders of Azerbaijan. But the only reason why that is because during the Soviet Union, Stalin, we all know Daddy Stalin, had problems for a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy Stalin.
Did some things he wasn't supposed to. And he wanted to appease Turkey, who is Armenia's neighbor to the other side, and was like, let me redraw this map. Let me give you this piece of land as a gift.
Wow.
Enjoy it. And it's essentially gerrymandering is what he did. And so ever since then, that map has remained the same, even though that region, which he took directly from Armenia, was 99% populated with indigenous Armenians. It's insane to me. It's like Azerbaijan saying that Armenians are occupying this land is the exact same thing as someone saying that Native Americans colonized the United States.
Right, right, right. It's a lot of revisionist history based off of their own prerogative, right? So correct me if I'm wrong, there was a rebellion trying to claim this land back, correct?
Yes.
Very recently, right?
Yes. So when the Soviet Union collapsed, finally. And the people of Artsakh were like, okay, cool, so the USSR doesn't exist anymore. Can we go back to being with Armenia? And everyone was like, no, you can't. So they then instead fought for their independence to, instead of reuniting with Armenia, to become an independent piece of land and to govern themselves. So Artsakh has its own president, and the president is Armenian. So again, it might lie within Azerbaijan, but it is its own thing, and it is an internationally recognized independent
piece. Ukraine is almost the same thing. There's like, one day they... because they want it for its resources, or they want it for any strategic stronghold, they just decide, they find a way to take it, and a lot of propaganda is surrounding that. It's like part of the, it's just as much as a tank rolling down the street, the propaganda machine is just as much of that war effort. And also, I think that that's also a huge part of what's happening right now as well. Because of like, oh, they're, you're saying like, oh, they're the ones occupying it, and Armenians are the ones occupying this land that has always been theirs. But in how they get the public to support it, you know, because, you know, obviously just like a neighbor knocking in your door and saying, this is my house now, is pretty dick. But if somebody said, I actually checked the records, and this plot of land actually is my land. So you are occupying my land, is a little bit more relatable. But what you're saying, it's definitely not that. Like, these people are indigenous to the land. They're getting spun up against by both of these countries.
But it's definitely, it goes so much deeper than what, first off, the media is not even talking about this. And those who are, it's very clear that they're, you know, there are Azeri and Turkish lobbyists that are, you know, convincing them to write what they want. Because at this point, Azerbaijan has committed so many war crimes that no one is writing about. So they're using illegal cluster bombs, which is that they're illegal because they're extremely destructive. And so they've used that to another war crime, target civilian areas and like apartment buildings. They just, this is, dropped one of the two bombs on one of our sacred cathedrals in Artsakh.
Yes, I heard about that.
A war crime, because that is a cultural site. Amongst so many other things, but something that a lot of people who don't know anything about this conflict, who might only be getting their news from whatever publications are choosing to write about it in a very biased manner, they're going to be seeing, or what they're not going to be seeing, is that Azerbaijan has not allowed any foreign journalists to report on the front lines, whereas Artsakh and Armenia, they're welcoming, you know, and with no pressure, they're welcoming any foreign journalists to come see what's going on for themselves. Azerbaijan and Turkey are closer to North Korea in their freedom of speech and like journalistic speech than they are in any other free Western country. Like the Freedom House rankings of like freedom of speech, Armenia's on like number 61, which is close to other Western countries. And Azerbaijan is like 158th, and Turkey is like 168th, and North Korea is like 180th.
Right,
so they've imprisoned so many journalists, and they're brainwashing their people. Armenophobia, like the hatred of Armenians, is taught in their curriculums. Like, it's
insane. It's to me, that is the most insane part. Push an entire culture down to, you know, some of their like best elements or whatever. But I live in Glendale and I am around a lot of Armenian people. Hold on, let me fix this real quick. Sorry. My mic fell off. I live around a lot of Armenian people. And one thing that I noticed that for sure, I will say this, I mentioned to you off air, is I knew something was going on, like the cars were driving by with Armenian flag and like we're like full on like two flags hanging off the back of their car type of thing, and all the houses started going off the flag and stuff, and I was like, whoa, is Armenia in like the World Cup or something, you know, like not knowing because there's nothing in the news about it. And then you see on Twitter, like the bottom thing that's trending is, you know, Armenian genocide. And just to hear what's going on, and it's truly just like, first off, I can't imagine there are from the people that I am, from the culture that I'm aware of, there are incredibly like family focused and loyal and just generally like we're welcoming you of welcome arms, you know, like, and not to mention like their food is amazing. Like I love, there's so many, like I can't go to a pizza place without getting some extra, let me ask you this. One of my favorite dishes, just to, you know, I don't want to distract too much from the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the dish with like the egg inside of it. It's got like a dough.
Bread. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so delicious.
It's called Ajarakan Khachapuri. But
I can't say that. I don't know, but it's so good. Everybody go check it out. And please, check out that because it's one of my point is you can't have bad food. You can't have good food and be like a shitty culture, is what I'm saying. You know, like, yeah. There's like
in America, they, I'm pretty sure like people in California call it bread boats. Cheese boats. They call it cheese boats. That's like the Americanized name for it. I feel like Armenian culture is like one big hug.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
It's
like, come on, were you hungry? I made so much food. You can have them here. Take some home, you know?
Yeah. No, it is hard to be fit and Armenian because did you eat today?
Yeah.
I don't live with my parents anymore and I still get texts, did you eat today? Yeah. Totally different.
That's topic. Very sweet. No, that's very sweet, though. That's essentially what I mean. It's just like, you can't have a bad, I don't know, like think of all like the terrible food of the world, you know, fast food, American, like steamed cabbage, British, all the cultures that are, you know, that you know, the foods that we love are usually kind of the generally nice people. And, you know, obviously history is whatever, but I think, and obviously what I was trying to say is let's not degrade your culture into one specific thing. But right. I think with they're so community based and just that's what food is when a culture is surrounded with food and family, there is generally just a level of like connectiveness and empathy. Yeah. And for a culture that has already went through a massive genocide earlier and to one have its own country and been stuck in the middle between two tyrannical ones shows a level of, and to still kind of have that culture of a hug is so admirable. And I think it's definitely something we should be talking about. And I honestly, if I had to ask, like, why do you think the media isn't talking about it?
I have a very good response to that, actually.
Okay.
It's not speculation. It's just the fact. Azerbaijan has oil. That's one. And two, Turkey, to the other side, is a very strategic location for not just U.S. military bases, but for other countries, too, because it gives them access to Europe, Mediterranean, and the Middle East. And so they don't want to anger where their oil comes from, and they don't want to anger the bully where, you know, they have this strategic military base. And also, Turkey is technically considered a U.S. ally, but they have been in the middle of so many conflicts just in the past 10 years, not to mention 100 years. You know, it's a little insane to me that no one has taken them down, not just one notch, but many notches, considering their president 2 months ago, their president, Erdogan, said in one of his like public speeches that he plans to continue and finish what his grandfather started in the region. And so he's referring to the Armenian genocide of 1915, of which they failed because I exist.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You got 100% Armenian.
And I know I didn't mention how Turkey is involved in this, but essentially their goal is what's called pan-Turkism. Super simple. I'll just lay it out. Armenia's like this big. Turkey's on this side. Azerbaijan's on this side. And there's a bunch of other Turkic countries also further out next to Azerbaijan. Armenia is the one little piece that's standing in the way of connecting those countries in order to create one big pan-Turkic region. Right. And so they're not just trying, they're saying it's for the land of Artsakh, but they're also attacking Armenia, they're attacking civilians, and they've made it very clear that their goal is to eradicate the world of Armenians. Yeah. I know I have a very light demeanor right now. I have no tears at this point.
Yes. And I'm obviously, you said you have family over there, so I can only imagine how you are dealing with all of this. And we all go through this sort of thing, you know, differently. So I want to just thank you so much for, you know, talking about it, obviously putting a brave face on it as well. You know, we all deal through this, in our own ways. So, but I do want to specifically say, like, if you had to say something, to America, let's just pretend like our show gets to all of America, which technically it does. It's just whether or not they listen.
They're going to listen.
Yeah. So if you had to say something to somebody listening right now, in order for them to maybe help, what would it be?
Right now, what our people need the most is donations. And it's hard to ask people, especially during this time where so many of us are unemployed, to donate. But truly and honestly, if everyone can give just a little bit to armeniafund.org/donate, it will mean the world to us, specifically because with Turkey and Azerbaijan and the Syrian jihadists who are part of ISIS that they hired, that the media is not talking about, all of those people combined is approximately 95 million people. That is what 3.5 million people of Armenia and Artsakh are up against. So we don't have the money. We're outrun on the battlefield. We're still using Soviet era weaponry because we just don't have the GDP, you know, to have these fancy weaponry and artillery that Turkey is providing Azerbaijan with. So right now, two most important things are, if you can donate even $1, $10, tell your friends, donate $1, and to call your representatives. Because unfortunately, people are really just thinking about the election and the pandemic, rightfully so, because that affects this country. But Azerbaijan and Turkey chose the perfect time to attack this region because they knew that the world would be too caught up with the pandemic and their own elections to care and to notice. And so if we can call our representatives and urge them to halt military aid to Azerbaijan. Can you believe we send military aid through taxpayer money to terrorist countries?
Yeah.
Tell them to stop.
Yes. Yeah. Guys, just tell them to stop.
Tell them to stop.
We are their bosses. Tell them to stop. You can literally do that. This is the whole point of this year, is that we have the power to do everything. We pay these people. We are the ones that put them in power. Yes, exactly. Hey, Mitch, I'm talking to you, Mitch. We elected you, but yeah.
Did we elect him?
I mean, I didn't. I didn't vote him. Hopefully it goes away. Yes, that's the most important thing. Obviously, vote. And obviously, if you can't get your representative to change his mind or change their mind, please, donate as well. So I think as much as things seem dire right now, being in America, we do have that power to actually do something about it by talking to our representative and making phone calls and even donating our time or our money if we have it. Any. Speaking of time and money, I just want to thank you, Ani, for spending, also paying me for this interview, but also donating your time for this conversation. It really means a lot. Like, just having a perspective on this really is just, it's nice to hear from you and somebody coming from that culture. So I really appreciate that.
So much for having me. And
of course,
one more quick message to people who might go and start Googling this. You're gonna be seeing some very, very biased articles who are gonna be using words like Armenia is occupying this territory. The two countries are accusing each other. They're not calling it what it is. You're gonna see a lot of neutral and biased language. Do not believe it for one second.
Yeah. That's it. Don't trust the media, folks. Thank you so much for just enlightening us on all of this, and hopefully your family is safe and healthy, and may you be healthy as well. Thank you so much, Ani, for being on the show. It really means
a
lot.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what a wonderful interview with Ani Djerjarian. Please go check out her stuff. She is an awesome, awesome person that we got to talk to. But I'm going to go ahead and throw this on the screen real quick. It's a little game called Prop Quiz. But before I get to that, please go check out Annie. She is posting a bunch of stuff about what's going on in RSOC right now. It's you can follow her at it's your girl Annie. A-N-Y-A-N-I. I did it again, Danny. Thank you so much for pointing that out. But it's your girl, Ani. please go check it out. And actually, in the show notes of the show, if you're more interested in how you can help the Armenian community, you can actually, she's organizing a Zoom meeting on Tuesday, the 20th of October, to discuss what can be done. So please go check her out. Check out the show notes of the podcast and on the link when you check this out on YouTube and all the good stuff. But I'm going to bring everybody else back on. We got Denzel. We got Amelia. We got Edward. We got Danny Boy and his cat.
It's my nephew, Grape Snow Cone.
What's a Grape Snow Cone? That's a great name, Danny. Such a great name. But we're coming to close to the end of the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about some propositions. A little game I like to call Prop Quiz, Hot Shot. But let's go ahead. Everybody knows currently there are so many things going on in the election cycle. We don't even know what are we supposed to vote for, what are we supposed to do. But this is my little game about how to inform a little bit about the propositions in California. So if you're listening to this and you're not curious about California propositions, turn the fuck off. But also give us a 5-star review. Before we start, everybody. Before we start, go ahead. Is everybody do they feel well versed in this? In this arena, what they're voting for. Has everybody voted so far? Do they feel like they know the propositions?
I'll start off since everybody's quiet. I have voted. I'm about as well versed as I'm gonna be. It's prop quiz. I wanna give a quick shout out to one of our past guests, Lauren Rahovchek, because I believe she works in props, and that just made me think of her. And I know she's in. I think she's still somewhere on the East Coast with her beautiful boyfriend, Dan, who I fell in love with at the clubhouse.
Yes,
love you, Dan.
Beautiful boy. But let's go ahead. I hope everybody is equally as informed as Ed. And if not, hopefully, I'm going to inform you. Yes, Kate Harmon, I will tell you things. But here we go. Here is our prop quiz, hotshot. All right, let's start off with Proposition 14. All right, let me ask you guys. We're selecting between three different things. Mm-hmm. Is Prop 14 a way to give? Does it give $5.5 billion to public parks?
Mm-hmm.
Does it give $5.5 billion to stem cell research, or does it give $5.5 billion to the movie Tenet? Because clearly, it didn't do very well in the box office. Because
that's not fair. Not. That's
not fair. That number one.
That's not fair.
The number one movie, yeah.
Wasn't it number one?
I definitely don't think it got a billion.
You're not being fair, Adam. Adam, you're not being fair.
Adam, I'm not saying it's not a bad movie, but go ahead. Let's go and go down the line here. Denzel, which is it, A, B, or C?
Can I see the options one more time? Because I'm so taken aback by the Tenet one. It's no fun. Okay. All right. I'm a cute couple. Let's go to B. Let me see B.
B is gives okay. $5.5 billion stem okay. dollars to stem cell research.
Okay.
And then C is, of course, gives $5.5 billion to the movie Tenet.
All right. Well, I my heart wants to go with C, but I think my brain is going to tell me to go with B.
B. Okay. Stem cell research. Amelia, what about you?
It's B.
It's B. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Pretty B. confident. B. Edward, B? Which one is it?
Let me just say that. Giving $5.5 billion to the movie Tenet would be an admirable thing, but it doesn't deserve it. I'd rather give $5.5 billion to the movie Hubie Halloween. I would much rather give it to Hubie Halloween because that would make it... I mean, listen, you get $3 billion, and I think you're the biggest box office of all time. Yes. So if you had an extra $2.5 billion to Hubie Halloween, would truly only be the only thing to do it justice. With that being said, the answer is B.
The answer is B. What about you, Danny boy?
It's B.
All right. Did everybody vote B? It seems like everybody voted B, right?
Yeah,
all right.
The answer is, of course,
B, baby, gives $5.5 billion to stem cell research, which is also very important for our boy Danny, Donnie J, who uses that for his Rahembraval or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and move on to Proposition 15. Now, is Proposition 15, does that remove caps on tax increases for large commercial properties based off market value?
That one. Very specific.
Or is it sets caps on property tax?
Property taxes.
Or
is it everyone chips in $5 and writes, hope you get better to their local public school?
I know what the answer is. Can I go first?
Yes, please.
It's C. It's C because A and B both had spelling mistakes, and so I don't think that anyone writing those props would have kept in those grammatical mistakes. C was worded perfectly.
I agree.
Interesting. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Interesting. Denzel, what do you got to say?
Wow. I'm just gonna agree with my man Ed. Make it short and sweet. I'm rolling with Ed.
You're saying C.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm rolling with head. That's my answer.
He doesn't think it's C, but he's agreeing with me.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Amelia, what about you?
I think I know where the intent was in the first two choices. Also, I'm aware of Prop 15, so I'm gonna go with A.
You're going A. You're going A. Okay.
With the spelling error and everything, yeah.
Okay, I don't recall a spelling error.
Whoever did it, whoever wrote the legislature on that spelled it bass instead of base, I think, was the mistake there.
That seems wrong to me.
Adam, you shouldn't be defending these. You shouldn't be defending these fools. You're not the one who wrote that.
Definitely not.
You're innocent. Whoever's in the in the legislative branch of the government.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. Definitely wasn't me.
Definitely wasn't me.
But you do know the answer. What was the answer?
Did Danny vote?
Yo.
Danny's saying A. Okay. All right. Well. Okay. So then.
Still says property. Still says property tax.
The answer is. The answer, of course, is A. It removes caps on top tax increases for large commercial properties, vast off market. if you like seafood, this is the prop for you guys. There is nothing like market valued bass, ladies and gentlemen.
If you like bass guitars too, you get
bass.
You guys think? Go ahead. Sorry, no. I was going to talk about the bass guitar. Let's go on
to Proposition 16. This is one of my favorite ones. All right. I really hope there's no spelling errors on this one. All right. Is Proposition 16 about affirmative action? And it repeals Proposition 209, which says that the state cannot discriminate or grant preferential treatment based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in public employment, education, or contracting? Or is it B, which is affirmative affirmations? Everyone looks in the mirror every day and says, you can be whatever you want, including white. Or is it affirmative captain? Everyone acts like we're in Star Trek and I'm the captain. Is it, which one would it be, regardless of the spelling errors of that?
It's A. Can we move on?
A?
I think it is A. I wanna ask, how do we make option C into one of the props?
That's definitely possible.
How can we get that on the ballot so everyone acts like we're in Star Trek? What does Jean-Luc always say?
Make it so.
Yeah.
Engage.
He also says tomatoes, right? Have you guys seen that commercial? That's such a good fucking commercial with him and Mark Hamill.
So, but you're voting A, but you wish it was C. Denzel, which one is it for you?
I'm just gonna go ahead and say A for this one. And I'm impressed that the author of the questions was able to smoothly get ethnicity, but base was a struggle, but
I don't know who actually did it. Like I said, I don't know who did it, but I believe they might have been writing this in line for a COVID test with their thumbs. Just a thought. But
they're a really busy person. I understand.
Mm-hmm. They're a busy person. So the correct answer, well,
test result, is it negative?
It was negative, which is would maybe inform the spelling on the later part of the quiz.
I'm really glad that person felt like so comfortable with you to share, their test results. That's really beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful that a complete stranger just walked up and said, "Hey man, COVID negative."
Hey man, COVID negative.
Wait, where'd John come from? All right, here's the next. Well, the answer, of course, is it It is A, everybody. It's affirmative action. It repeals an old prop. But we all wish it was C. Let's go and move on to Proposition 17. Now, do I have slides for this one? Ooh, I'm gonna probably say I made this very quickly. There's probably the person made this very quickly. They're probably some spelling errors.
Well, you made the PowerPoint. You didn't.
I made the PowerPoint.
The slides. Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't make the slides.
Yeah, yes. You didn't make the grammatical errors.
There's a difference between slides and the PowerPoint. And I made the PowerPoint.
Yeah, of course.
Proposition 17, does it restore voting rights for convicted felony criminals on parole? Or does it restore voting rights of convicted minors on parole? Or is it C, does it restore voting rights with a nice oak finish, partially in a new coat of paint? Again, I didn't make the slides.
I'm gonna side with Danny, but I'm also gonna shout out my dad for texting me which floor do you like and which marble top do you like for the new kitchen we're getting. And then I said, what new kitchen? And he goes, oh yeah, we're gonna knock down a wall, we're gonna be doing the floors in the kitchen. And I went, what? So shout out to my dad for just sliding that information into me while I no longer live at home. I appreciate you, Pops.
Marble top did you like?
Yeah, which one did you like, though?
Yeah.
It was this, it was like this cookies and cream, like marble squirrel, like pattern. I don't know how else to describe it, but I mean, I described it very well.
Black and white?
I don't see color.
Oh.
Okay. Very fair. All right. What are we thinking, guys? Denzel, which one is it? Is it A?
I'm gonna go with Jail Bay, as the women like to call him.
My God!
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go with Jail Bay.
Restores voting rights to convicted felony criminals on parole.
It's a fucking shame that the question is in front of his face, because he got such a good looking face. That kid.
It is true. It's almost face. Like I was jealous. I
Do
mean,
you guys
the person
know that he like
jealous.
Left his wife. Like after he got out of jail, that's a fun fact. Nevertheless, that's neither here nor there.
Didn't he get a modeling?
Yeah, he did. No. I didn't know you were gonna say that. He definitely did. And when he made it, he left his wife. But I'm all about this next question. But you go, Jail Bay.
You go ahead. What about you, Amelia? Which one is it?
I do believe it is a Jail Bay.
Jail Bay. Okay. Interesting. What about you, Ed?
It's A.
Okay. And Danny?
It's A.
Wow. All right. This is crazy. We have a very, very informative smart people in our crew. It of course is A. It restores voting rights to convicted felony criminals on parole. Thanks for playing the game. Of course we have a Proposition 18 now, only a few more left, guys. But I hope I have slides for this one that don't have... Nope, I'm not seeing any spelling errors in this one. All right, does that mean minors still can't vote no matter how many of them stand on top of each other in a trench coat? Or is it B, only minors are allowed to vote, B, the age of 18, as well as people working in mines now run the country? Or is it C, minors turning 18 under an election year can vote in the primaries. Which one is it?
I don't have a joke for this one, so I'm going to say C.
C.
Yeah.
Although
there were still typos.
There's still typos, but they're more. They were not flagged by wrong spelling. It was just general grammatical sentence errors. Okay. All right. Is everybody saying C?
Yeah.
Well, the correct answer, of course, is C, guys. Yes. If you're 70 years old in an election year, you can vote in the primaries if you turn 18 before November. All right. That is the end of my slides, but I have a few more questions for you guys. All right. Proposition 20. Does that mean Californians would be eligible to change past felony convictions on their records, some felonies would be misdemeanors? Or is it B, Californians are allowed to, instead of being allowed to change their records, get thrown back in jail, put on trial, and they have to fight their way out of the trial by using every smarts they have, all the while trying not to fall in love with their defense attorney, who is a down-on-their-luck John Turturro, who also suffers from a terrible foot rash?
Ooh,
or is it C, changes some misdemeanors to felonies?
I missed A.
Some of these answers were, these multiple choices were like kind of long and without the slides.
I don't mind telling you all again. All right, Proposition 20. Is Proposition 20 for Californians, does it mean Californians would be eligible to change past felony convictions on their records, meaning some felonies would turn into misdemeanors? Or is it that some Californians are allowed to, instead of being allowed to change the records, get thrown back in jail, put in trial, and then have to fight their way out using every smarts they have, and all the while trying not to fall in love with their defense attorney, a down on their luck John Turturro, who also suffers from a terrible foot rash? Or is it C, changes some misdemeanors to felonies? Which one would it be? Or is it A?
I think it's a little tricky, but I'm going to say
it
C.
You're thinking it's C.
I'm going to go C too, actually.
Okay. Ed, which one is it going to be?
I think we should have a new system of where you go back to trial, but you have to participate in the Masked Singer. And the only way you get acquitted is if you place top five.
Whoa.
So you got to place top five in the Masked Singer. Because I don't want looks to be a part of it. I want only talented people. If you're talented and if you didn't do anything big, if you didn't kill anyone, like if you did like a little misdemeanor, like if you had like a fucking joint, you know, if you had a doobie and a popo caught you, like go on the Masked Singer, sing to your heart's content. And if you place top five, you know, come rejoin the world. Cause we need more talented people, I think.
That actually seems like a pretty good, because at least you're contributing to society in some way, albeit entertainment. What would your vote be, though?
I missed all the questions. You want me to list them again? I can say them again.
I agree.
That's my answer. I agree.
You agree.
Yeah.
Danny voted for A. Denzel voted for C. Amelia also voted for C. Ed voted for I agree. The answer is A. In fact, Danny is right. Is then in fact that some felony convictions. Oh wait, hold on, hold on.
Hold on. No. Hold on.
It might be C.
Yeah, because that one's the one that it deals with how they lessen. I don't know how to word it, but how harsh the punishments were for crimes. This one. Is undoing or trying to go against some of those things. That's why, like, this, I got what I mean.
This is the one where you want to vote no for, actually.
Yeah.
So it's actually let me just double
You're
check.
You're funding the police if you vote yes.
This is one of those Tom Brady moments where he thinks they have a fourth down left, and it's really the end of the game, and he's just going like, "Where's our fourth down?" You know, a little bit of confusion, but a little bit of confusion never hurts the soul. You know, it's soul food. It's soul food. And also, while Adam continues to look this up, I'm just killing time, obviously. Whatever happened to the chicken noodle soup for the soul? What happened to those books? They need to bring them back. Are they? Have they come out with anything new? Do you know? Because I haven't seen any.
I know. I believe the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Canfield, is close friends with your mentor, Romeo Marquez Jr.
I know for sure.
The answer is C. Denzel and Amelia were correct. Proposition A was actually a proposition called Proposition 47, then passed in 2014. And Proposition 20 is essentially an act to repeal that proposition.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's no good. That's no good, guys. I'm not trying to be biased here, but I think that's no good. But let's go ahead and move on to
no good. That's what Sonic the Hedgehog would say.
That's a good Sonic impression.
That was.
That's pretty good. Oh, too bad you can't do a John Gruden like that.
What's Prop 22?
I think he froze. I think he froze.
No, I'm here. I just didn't have a response.
All right, let's move on to our final question of the night. It is Proposition 22. I really wish I had some special answers for this one. Some of you might know who... This is a little change them up. But the question is, does Sam Johnson... He was a guest on the show very recently. He was on our three-year anniversary for some of you that were on it. But does Sam... And he spoke very passionately about Proposition 22 and why you should vote no on it. So the question is, does Sam Johnson want you to vote no on Proposition 22 because A, he is heavily invested in Berg scooters, and if Uber and Lyft leave, he'll be scooting all his way to the bank? Or is it B, he's such a socialist, he wishes Bernie Sanders is his dad? Is it C, he hates Taylor Swift?
Oh,
I'm gonna go with Big B.
Or is it D?
Oh, is it D? Cool.
He loves workers' rights. Or is it E? Okay. Mostly all of the above.
Oh,
E. I'm going with D. I'm going with D for the simple reason that you can't ever be wrong with a D.
D. Ooh,
okay. Simple joke.
That's a simple joke.
Simple joke or simple times.
Ed is voting D. Denzel, what are you voting?
I'm not gonna lie, you got me on the first half of that. I was gonna go B. I was going a strong B, and then you definitely pulled me on over to E in the second half of that. So
I'm gonna do an addendum. I changed my answer. I'm filling in the bubbles, BDE.
That's fun. That's fun. Amelia Gonzalez, what are you voting?
I'm choosing E because if anything, public school taught me that when you have an all of the above choice and the rest of the test doesn't, it is most likely all of the above.
Fair enough.
Very true.
Fair enough. Danny Carpenter, what would you like to vote?
All of the above, number E. Letter
it's,
E.
No, I just want to clarify. It is a mostly all of the above.
Mostly all of the above.
Mostly all of the above. All right. Well, the correct answer, of course, is C. He hates Taylor Swift. All right. Let's move it on. That's the game. That is Prop Quiz, everybody. This has been Finger Guns Comedy. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. We have one final question for everybody before we leave, and we'll do this while we do plugs. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's a thinker or it's a stinker. Not sure. Mm-hmm. Fuck, marry, kill. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or the Eighth Amendment. And as we do plugs, go ahead and tell me what your favorite one is. I'll go first. The First Amendment is freedom of speech. The Second Amendment, of course, is right to bear arms. And the Eighth Amendment is prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. I personally want to marry freedom of speech. And I'm going to go ahead and say, kill right to bear arms. But you know I'm going to fuck that cruel and unusual punishment. Oh, man, I wish John Gruden was here for me. Choke me, daddy. Because I want eighth amendment to choke me hard. I'm, of course, Adam R. Mack. You can follow me on all the social medias there. You can also follow Go Fingers on all the things. Let's go ahead and cut to Edward James Rosales
I agree with you. I would marry freedom of speech because then once you marry them, you get them under your thumb and you can control what they say. I would fuck freedom of speech also, but that's after we're married. We would have consensual sex, but I would fuck because I think it'd be a fun time. I think it'd be a fun time with all the, I think it'd be like a nice experience. Like you, maybe you go to a nice little dungeon,
you know, you have a couple things going in and out of certain holes, and then you come out of it a new man or a new woman, who knows? And then because I already used my fucking my Mary, I would kill the right to bear arms, simply because that's the way the game is played. You don't hate the player, you hate the game.
And of course, you can follow him at Edward J. Rosales on all the social media. Check out his Twitter. It's a fantastic Twitter page.
Call me a Mr. Bean also. That's my side hustle, running the Mr. Bean fan account. It's a great account. And also, once again, go follow Kevin James's YouTube channel. It's truly, I can't say enough good things about it.
As a sound guy, I appreciate it quite a bit. Speaking of sound, guys, Denzel, you do music. Fuck Mary Kill.
Your
second or eighth amendment, buddy.
This show has been great today. Okay, so I'm going to I'm going to marry freedom of speech because, you know, I like freedoms. But I am going to switch it up a little bit, and I'm actually going to, you know, I'm going to fuck right to bear arms because I like a little bit of danger in the bedroom.
Fuck you.
And I'm going to have to... I'm gonna have to kill cruel and unusual punishment because, I mean, while I understand the excitement, it's not really the danger element. It's more of a fear thing. So, yeah, that's where I'm gonna roll. If you can assume what you want from my answers, but what you don't have to assume is what my Instagram and Twitter names are, and that's Sir Suavemente. You can follow me. Mm-hmm. I post a lot of random, ridiculous nonsense that spews from my brain. None of it's important, but it might make you laugh. So,
usually does. It usually makes me laugh. Thank you so much for joining being on the show today, Denzel.
Absolutely.
Danny Carpenter. Fuck, marry, kill. First, second, or eighth, baby.
I'm going to marry the First Amendment because that's the most important one. Or not the most important one. There's maybe the most important of the first few, but there's been some more important ones that have come along after. And then shocking no one considering my appearance in general, the fact that I look like a militia member already, I'm going to fuck the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Metal militia, baby. Metal militia.
Oh, no.
That's like a biker. That's like a biker, like a BMX.
It's a dirt bike clothing company that has explicit Nazi imagery. Yeah. And then when they get called on it, they're like, it just looks cool, man. I'm Brian Hegan. I'm at the X Games. And
I grew up in New York.
Yeah, you grew up in Sacto, baby. You know. Metal militia, bro. And then the Eighth Amendment already feels like one that we pick and choose if we, like, you know what I mean? Like the eighth, heat and five, yeah. The Eighth Amendment already kind of doesn't exist, so might as well kill it, because, like, what happens in prisons goes against the Eighth Amendment, what we do in Guantanamo Bay, what we do in the ICE, like, holding centers, those all go against the Eighth Amendment already. And I get that you could justify the latter two by being like, well, they're not U.S. citizens. And it's like, well, fuck you. How about that? So, yeah, kill the Eighth Amendment. I won't elaborate.
That's great. Well, let's close it out. Let's close it out with Amelia Gonzalez.
Oh, I thought we were closing out. I'm like, fuck, great.
Fuck, marry, kill. First, second, eighth, baby.
All right. Well,
this is so hard for her.
This is literally like it's been the same answer like three times in a row. What?
I know, and I thought I wanted to like be different, but I also just I'm just gonna marry freedom of speech. I'm gonna marry freedom of speech. I would like to have, you know, conversations during a marriage. I think that sounds important. I think I would fuck the Second Amendment.
Yeah, dude, we just, oh, 12. That is
I don't even need it. We don't need your last one, even though we know what it is. That's fucking great. I love it because that was so hard for her to do. Oh my god!
But
no,
but she did say she was gonna say why.
You didn't no, but like you didn't specify like how many times. You didn't specify if it was like on a regular basis. You didn't specify it was on the side. So I'm just assuming it's the one time just for the experience, just to
sure. And the reason why would be why. Just quickly as we're wrapping this up.
Just because of that, because I'm curious.
And Lester Pips just is curious. Would you call it the gun daddy though?
That's I'm choosing not to see that question. So
okay, and so of course your answer would be kill the Eighth Amendment, which would be cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
So you want cruel unusual punishment?
If you kill it, then it doesn't exist.
No. So the amendment is to say no cruel and unusual punishment. Punishment.
Then so I think I'm fucked either way, so I'm just gonna.
Well, then you'll definitely need a gun. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. Thank you so much for being a part of it. As always, you can follow us at Go Finger Guns on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Thank you so much for watching us live. We do have a podcast. Please, if you have a chance right now, if you enjoyed the show even just a little bit, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really, really helps out. We've been doing this for 3 years. We could use a little bit more. But speaking of that, we have... speaking of live stuff, we have a show Wednesdays now called Movie Pass, where we do improvised movies. Friday night, we have a little show called Fake News, where we do some very, very fun commentary on the news. It's at 7 p.m. on Fridays. I'm a part of that. It's just so goddamn fun. A new anchor hosts every week. We talk to real people with quotes happening that are in the news every week. It's super duper fun. Ed, did you have something to say before we sign off here?
What was the Wednesday show called?
It's called Movie Pass. Movie Pass is coming back. It was on Friday a little while ago.
Danny, you're my stockholder.
Yeah.
Do they have the right to use that name?
I'm not sure that you do. Edward, as you may know, owns one fraction of a thousandth of Movie Pass stock. So yes, I do. I have to check. To see if you're able to use as the executor of the trust of Edward's share of single share of MoviePass. I'm gonna have to check and see if you're able to use that name.
But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be fine.
I'll consult with my lawyers, Tom, my lawyer Tom, and
your lawyer Tom. You.
Yeah,
very cool,
Tom. Yeah,
Very casual name. Well, shout out to Tom. But I do want to say, everybody, it is voting season. Please go vote no matter what you're voting for. But please vote. Please use your fucking power to vote. Use your power to vote, everybody. Let's post the stickers. If you do something better than showing your asshole, I will post it on our feed and tag us. Please tag us on all your iVote stickers. Please go do that.
Post the picture of you. Sticker on your shirt says I voted. That's the finger guns challenge. That's how you can tell. So hey, careful, don't do that. That's the whole right thing.
Oh no, were you the metal militia? Guys, it's great. Metal militias. But yes, everybody, please go out and vote if you want it. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Please go to the ballot boxes, drop off your stuff, mail your stuff in, and take part of your civil liberty. But without further ado, I will say, as always, Black Lives Matter. Please wear a mask. And without further ado,
why even bother voting if I could never even hit a home run in Little League? I shouldn't even have the right to fucking vote.
Finger guns comedy. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Day's clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Day's clearance pricing today.